all the kibbutz by teachers and by children, if he didn't make the bracha before he put on the talis. If he didn't say the bracha before he put on the talis. So he has to say, Allah kippas tzitzis. Where did the Rambam say that? The Rambam only says it in respect to it. When we see from Roshna Rambam that the same thing is true, even in connection with, other mitzvahs. The Rambam doesn't mention tefillin and tzitzis. He says, not as I read in the Borech on the Tzitzis, שחידים של ביאיות שמודכם עושה, אבל דורך חידים של יתאו, מגורך ליטל לב מלשי בסוכה, מידי הרמבה מגריזו ברעיבת, that only by work, if your body was not given work, so it was all the very kind of you, and it is not in who you have in there, only in the Kijimis, Shiova Mitzvah, Mia, So, Samuel, he says, oh, Mashiachim by Tfilin, well, even though he was Mikhail the Mitzvah Tfilin, the first minute that he had it on his head and on his hand, that is Mechuyev to continue having it on his head and on his hand the whole day. Samuel, he still has to say he's happy with his teeth. And when you have seen, where did you see in the Rambam that according to the Rambam there is a difference? Where do you see it? The Rambam doesn't say in regard to Atika cities and in regard to Tzim. He only says in regard to Lilek. In regard to Lilek. Apparently, the Raiva cheating means, because the Rambam, in regard to Lilek, so he distinguishes between the case where he said the Broche, before he picked up the Lilek, so then he says, little as I learned, or the case, and the case where he says the Broche, after he picked up the Lilek, so he says, until as Lilek, according to the Raiva, he doesn't make any difference. So, according to the Raivet, so by Lilek, no matter when he says the Broche, he has to say on the cross Lilek. And by other mitzvahs, again it doesn't matter. No matter when he says the Broche, he still has to say in Saturday Tzitzis and on Yachtzim. Now, Why does the Raivet hold that by Lilek? So it's always on Lilek. So from the Raivet's Roshi, it's mashma that there is an equation, an analogy between Lilek and Dikas Chometz. Avon Mitras Lilek, Tzidin Shilit Bia Yiftan Menukol Alev, Tichinu Niboya Al Bia Chometz, בין שבדך לעשות בין של האחרים, שמגומה בליבי נעשה סמיסס ביום. So, the question is, what's the equation between בדיקס חומץ and לילק? בדיקס חומץ, so he always was מקיים already the mitzvah of ביום. Because the moment he decides to be building the חומץ, he already adopted a negative attitude toward the חומץ, that's beautiful. But by Lilek, he is able to say the Broche and then pick up the Lilek. Or he'll pick up the Lilek and the Esrei Tefillin still keep on the table. And then he'll say the Broche. He'll say the Broche. Or he'll keep in his hand the Lilek and the Esrei and they'll turn it over the way we do it. But if you go over the tasteless in Sukkot Aflametes Amid Aleph, so you see that in tasteless there are two issues. One Lashon in tasteless says that the proper thing To be kind, Mitzvahs, Mulev, is by saying the bracha first. By saying the bracha first. And then, take your work, Mizant. This is a Papa thing. And when the Gemara, but the Gemara says, in the Abdel, not Abdel, so the Gemara is saying that this is not close to the case where he picked it up first and then he says the bracha. But the chatzir, the proper thing is to say the bracha before he picks up the word. And then, but the other Rashi in cases is that before he picks up all the meaning, so then it's not a proper thing to say the bracha, because as the Goyen, as the Bach explains it, I think it's in Simon Chafei, the Bach explains it, in Simon Chafei, in Shuchnoch, in Rechai, because the Alochi means Ivalas Yoson, the Loi Ivalimba, and that's much more the Lashon of Teshuvah. In other words, you cannot say the bracha, let's say, al achilas matzah. So you say achilas matzah, the matzah will be, let's say, not on your table, but will be on a small table in the same room. And then you'll say, asher shem tzisa v'tzivonu achilas matzah, and then you pick up, you stand up, and you pick up the matzah, let's say, from the chair, and hold it. That would be not evil as your son. That would be evil and evil. And the chatzir, it has to be evil as your son. But it has to be in his hand. He is zooming for the mitzvah. So that's why is when we say our first matzah, so you hold the matzah, and we say, Baruch atah Hashem Elokim melech haolam, asher kishon tzeisa b'tzivonu achilas matzah. Achilas matzah. So that's evil as yours. But if you don't hold it in your hand, then it's evil either. So the chatzir has to be mizumen in his hand. So whenever we are mekayem a mitzvah with a certain object, when we mekayem a mitzvah with a certain object, then we have to hold in the hand the chatzir of the mitzvah. Because, and then say the bracha. Not to say the bracha achilas matzah, and then you take the matzah in your hand. Then it's not a proper way to do it, because it's either leiga. Anyway, so Mimele, I think that the core in Simon Chafei says that it's not a proper thing. I mean, most people do it that way, but according to the core, it's not a proper way to do it. In other words, according to the core, the proper way is to take all the Dalai Lama together with the Esrit and not involve the Esrit. They are upside down. Because that's not like taking it, if you. So then it's resuming the level for the mitzvah. And then say the bracha. Now, so in such a case, it's already yesterday. Because he already has all the Dalai in his hand. They are the door. So in other words, you cannot even say the bracha first and then pick up. And then pick up the Esrit, because then it will be either. Then it will be either as yes. It has to be resumed then. And even if you have it in the end, but if you invert it, so it's like not having it in the end. What there is the fact that you have it in the end, it's upside down. So it's like the Esrit is on the table. The Esrit on the table. So the Goyim says that the proper way is to take the rib and all the Dalai Lama together with the Esrit and the rest is there to do it. They are to do it. Some nowhere area, some dormitory, graciosa. Dormitory is in the area. Lassiosa. If it is in the Lassiosa, some nowhere God, maybe ugly sins. He picked up over the old me, and they are doing an aspect too. So yet today, some nowhere of the Nusach is always on the festival. And this appears to be the Shita of the Ha'ivet. Because the Ha'ivet says, Avon Tirasula Kibushit be in Lifta Menenoko Ayei, Kechini Nibarech al Biochomens, Bein Sheberech Latzmei, Bein Sheberech Lachim, Shemigoma Berlibin Nasis Mitzos Bio. So he quotes, Ruler with Dikas Chomets. Now, with Dikas Chomets, you cannot even visualize the situation where he was not becoming an aspect of the mitzvah. Because the moment he decides to be baby, he already adopts the negative attitude as a Chomets. So, in the that in itself is different, so he has already become the mitzvah, one aspect of the mitzvah of Bito. So, not as Mrs. Bio. And he is already, he doesn't have any mitzvah in this anymore. Because the moment you are about to the high city with the Baal-Nasad. The Baal-Nasad. So, Mele, it's always Al-Biyochamitz. Al-Biyochamitz. And the same thing is true by Yitra Suet. By Yitra Suet, it's always, he always was Mikai. He was always Mikai. He was always in kindness. And, but the question, and in case there's, there are two issues in Sukkot HaChametz. I don't want to go over the whole cases, because that case is a little complicated, that's to take away too much time. That's on the test. So there are two issues in cases. One was in case the series that the Chatzchir, he should say the bracha before it exists. But the other Russian means no, not before it is the Esrei. Because before it is the Esrei, so it's not Muslim the other. It has to be Muslim the other. It's the other. And it doesn't make any difference whether it's in another room or it's in the same room on the table. If it's not Muslim the other, it's not even the other. And even if it takes it in Zen, but it keeps it upside down, so it is just as if this is not in his hand. So it's not in the middle, so then it's Eva de Eva. Eva de Eva, you see. And this appears to be the shita of the Ha'ivet. So in other words, because the Ha'ivet says, the chen on the verha biochomets. In other words, biochomets in Tiras Lev, so it's always after the becoming. Always. Why always? Suppose he didn't pick up the esoteric yet? The answer is, that's not the proper way of doing it. So then it would be in the either. But there is one difficulty. Taste says, in Sutta says, that you can take the esoteric, there are the good also. And still it will be in the last year also. In view of the fact that his intention is not to be kind of mitzvah until after the bracha, because by Kochel, if he doesn't want to be kind of mitzvah, this mitzvah, until after I say the bracha, so he cannot be kind of mitzvah. So why does the Ha'ivet say that by this word is just like Dikas Chometz? Because it's always Lachat Yimei. Why it is Lachat Yimei? But Dikas Chometz, it is always, because we should come up with the Nasism says Bio. So there is Bito. But here, suppose he takes it, there we do away everything, but he is Mechab. Not to do it, I'm clear from the bottom. So for that, we have to go over the certain ritual. Thank you. Tamino. Now you know, very good. Tine Tamino ka duriyat shamile hosam. Tikhin di adbi na fadday jay shimrin shamile ki riyat da da khayat li borek day chimina bikar. Kidim shiak diyan. Oy shoye hafo biyade. Shalei ki da azirasi. Kidim shiimu borek. Ibras yas. Das wunderschöne Dies lässt sich schütte davon mit es. Der Vater fing, der hat Chilis zu sehen gebrochen, weil der Esrin kürze ist der Trieb. Die Just Holmes berührt da das und da, was sie sehen, und der Esrin ist der mit es. In order that it should be in the Rasiosa. In the Rasiosa. But in the Gemara says, that this price of metal is high. So, in the end, is not just that case. But it doesn't mean that that's the proper way, the proper way. So he says, because of having rented that, in other words, it wasn't written by the Ritva himself. It was written by Talmud. Of the ritual. So he says the Sabinyan, because of Abinyan, the Zal, the Nikum, the Nikim, the Nikim, the Shmaitzim, the Kachni, the Volkin, the Al, the Shmichim, the Agbe, the Nevermay. But if the proper way is to say the Broche before he picks up the Nilet, so then the Chachomim should be Misake in the way it's adapted to the proper way, not the way it's adapted to the improper way. It's strange. And the God of Mire, she does a Talmud, she really asks this. So apparently, it appears from that Gemara that the proper way is to say the Broche Davke Ekdal picked it up. And he picked it up, after he picked it up, there are years, not he picked it up upside down. That's not like, that's not picking up upside down. And the Bible in English, it has a time which in real life is that, today, they so why, what does it mean? But suppose, so in that case, the proper way is to say the Broche after he picked it up. In the proper way, because if he says the Broche before he picks up the Esrik, or before he keeps it in the right position the other day, then it's over there. That's not the proper way. And the Bible in English, it has a Talmud, she really asks it. Be'atam, today the Vikalke shall in Slavish be mitzvah, the Nika Yotel Shubola Sensei, there should be a certain correction, I don't know, you don't have that word here. So, Umkala Mabu, it feels the teachers of Halil to them, Shere Yibori Hachi Yitlema Biyobi. I mean, that is this, in Sukkot of Ramit, this also says, when do we say the Baruch Hashem Yachfim? While the tefillin shayad is still in the tefillin bed, you don't say it. First you put it down on the kibbutz. And then before Yom Habiket, so you say Yom Yachtzion. And then Yom Habiket. Why don't you say it? Why it's still in the bed? Before you put it on the kibbutz, the answer is, if you say it while it's still in the bed, then it will not be either as yes or then it will be either the idea. It has to be resumed the other. And even if you keep it in his hand, not in the bag. So it will still be in the bag. Only when it's already under the bears, in the position where it has to be. There has to be. And before he had it, then it's in the last years. But while he had it in his hand, in his face, it's in the bag. So the same thing is to here. If you say the while the Esrit is still on the table, so then it's Eva Deida. You see, I mean, so it's me. So there are many of the shame words that she did. That's not the universal practice, you know, the universal practice by people today is that the king of Europe with a dozen or others, and then there's reach. He's on the table or somebody else holds it for him, and he says the broche, then he takes the reach. Or he takes the reach. He inverts it, and then after the broche, he turns it over the right way. The right way, that's the universal practice. But that's not the proper way, according to many rishayim, on one washing basis. You see, that's the Ritva Shita, and that's the Shita of the Koran. Also, you see, I mean, it's not there. You think, I mean, somebody will see it that way, so probably Musa will recommend it. But it has a basis. I'm not saying what is the proper way. But the Arishayim say the proper way is to say the broche after you take it. Because it just, otherwise it's not making any sense. When you come to modern feeling, it says, the Chayitzibayim shall you borech hachi, it's going to be other. The Gam Ba'apicha in the Holy Borech. Even if you take it then, but you turn it over, upside down, it's not a proper way. Shemir ki yinzi shaliti yal rosei, kirkach nisaga de imad bari ki de broche. So the only way is to say the broche after he has all the dalad min. So he's on a yinzi, and that seems to be the shikir of the Raivid also. And that's why the Rambam, the Raivid is masik on the Rambam. Because the Rambam says, it all depends by the if he says the broche, after he took it, maybe it has a choice. There are two ways of doing it. So he's chelik on it. Kikach hu sagam lo imad bo yuki le broche. Uli kicho huchere saknum diao. The Rida Lasiosam shall die about the Shiyuz. Manifshach. So then, it's not the Lasiosam altogether. You see, if you'll say the Borcha, the eyes turn the table, then it's Eva Deva. All right. Eva Deva is no good, but Eva Deva is no good like a trick in the Eved. It's all right, I mean, even the Rambam will be made it. That's, I mean, that Eva Deva is all right. The Rambam says on the Azuruah in respect to Lachras Yosem Amish. So how are the Chachamim Misakim now? Because he always was a very kind mitzvah, so then it's Achras Yosem Amor. So he says no, inasmuch as the mitzvah kiyumis of Niyah is still lacking, so no, it's still over here. Last year. And the same thing is true of Biochomis also. True, he was Mikhail in Ikachiv the Reise. He did a Baumesan. But there is a mitzvah to him, he said, burning it after he was Mubatir. So there is still a mitzvah to him, he said, burning it, not being buried. So no, it's a last year. Oh. Sha'adayim mitzvah nuya b'rabbonon kaine v'yishimur mitzvah. Now from the Ritva it's mashma that nuya minyum is a mitzvah chiyubis nuyara. We couldn't say that a pshat in the Ritva is it's only mitzvah chiyubis nuyara. It's mashma that Yirin is a mitzvah kiyumis from the Reise. I mentioned it. Last week, I think, I mentioned it. The Reise is that the shiur of Yirin is Dalet Tvochim. Three Tvochim was the shiur for the Hodes and the Arodes. And then it has to be one tefach over and above the height of the Hodes and the Arodes. In order that he should be able to make money. So we see that it's a kiyumis otherwise, because the shiur of Dalet Tvochim is a shiur midaraisa, not midarabon. So when he says, V'yish yire mitzvah miya drabonon, he means it's a mitzvah yiris. With the rabbonon to make me, with the raise, it's a mitzvah yiris, but they're not mechuyev to make me, you just take it, you are mekai in the chayim. But with the rabbonon, there is still a chayim. V'yef shea, the remai b'sova, the mitzvah in tzchiches kavone, what's it? In other words, there's a machlekes in Gemara, in Rosh Hashanah, in Pesachim, as to ever, in the Erev, as to ever, mitzvahs chiches kavanah, or mitzvahs ein chiches kavanah. As a matter of fact, there's a machlekes rishonim, how we pass. Most rishonim passed the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Broches, mentions two days, whether mitzvahs chiches kavanah, or mitzvahs ein chiches kavanah. But no Israshim in Paschim, like the Mandana, not the Sriras Kavane. The Roar, and here the Ritvor, who was the Talmud of the Roar, he mentions that in the name. The Talmud of the Ritvor mentions that in the name of Rabbi Yonke, Kushoma Mirabi Roar. So it's the Roshite. And the Roar Paschim, like the Mandana, not the Sriras Kavane. So here he says, did the Efshar do my Bishoba the Mitzvah say it's Chiras Kavane? What says? Shalikiyach Lode, Tilo Lachas Lode Sakneses, Inu Nisauti Miyode Mitni Lachayim, Oy Lanichi Bishumokim, Ache Yiborode Bishesilki Miyode, Uchpo Yotso Bahadgoso Legamre Minatire, Kishchizo Vinitle Yiborich, Mitzvah Shina Brocha Boa Mitzvah Satire Klau, אלא אני שאין לי אלה שירניצים גדריהם. So, דאין אירם נזורים לזה. סביסלחים לפי שעתינו לגדריהם ומוצס יצחוס כבון הלוצס, חמי מי לא יודע, זה בסתם. אבל נסחבים של לוצס, אין לוצס, ובוודאי, שזה הדין צורדיקה בישור מצווס עשוי, אלא שכן כוסו בטינסס, בנירים בדרויים במצווה נאצה ואחיר, כי נדל בחייץ בי, שנמציא בעוקורכם, ולפי חוך סמכם להבדו כל עודם לבייצים, ביאף אותי ששומע בביס הכנסס, ביאף אותי שיצורך לאיץ האחיר בבייצים, וכמי שכוס בטינסס, בשמחה שזה, וכנדעת הרב רבי נירים זה, ומכל מוקים רואו לגרם מצווה יוחי של מיניון שאומרו עד כאן. So, there's a whole discussion, there's a subject line. So he says, he mentions a bit chidesh. He mentions a bit chidesh. He says, that according to the Mandana, mitzvah של יצחר הסכבונה, and the rope has constructed that Mandana, so in Meire, if somebody goes with the Erev and the Esrei, the Alga Dalmin into Shul, so he shouldn't, you know, give it away, be misalik, to one is there, no one is there in that. So he shouldn't be misalik, I didn't see anybody who is there in that. He shouldn't be misalik, in the other week, in the other week, in the other week, Achiva baby she silk in your day because if let's say why he goes to show. So he feels tired. So he gives the essay to someone who works with him. He says, I want to rest up my end. So then there'll be shy on the brach. He still didn't make the brach. He's going to make the bracha when he arrives in Shua. That's the minute by many people. They don't like to make the bracha and the esrit in the house. They take the esrit and rule it to Shua, and then they come in Shua. When they come in Shua, so then they'll put down the esrit in the rule, and then they'll daven, and then after Chazor Sashat, so they'll pick up the word from the Esrik, they'll turn over the Esrik, and they'll say, Brocha, then they'll turn over again. Just left. That's not the right practice. It's not the right practice. According to level 12, it's a brocha latov. If they do it, that's right. It's a brocha latov. Why? There's a whole endless. There's a whole endless here. He says like this. Because after all, it has to be apparently the hit for the raw, agreeing the Shita Sarambas, not the Shita Sarambas. Because according to the Zohar, there is no brocha latov, because the whole union of evil as Yosef is only lechatchile. It's not the evet, it's okay. But the rit from the Ro apparently that evil as your son is not keeping the other. Now, if, let's say, you go to the shul, so he says, it's okay. Now, the better practice is, and that's the better practice, these are hard years, to make the bracha count, why do you have to make it in shul, dapke, before halal, I mean, violently? I don't know, chsidim are makpid on that, I mean, chsidim means, it's important to make the bracha. There are some Hasidim who think the most important thing is to make a bracha and learn in the Sukkah. That's more important than anything else. That's more important than even in the Sukkah. Even in the Sukkah is not so important, you know. But making bracha and just learn in the Sukkah, that is most important. And some Hasidim so they think that I know where they got it. I don't know where they got it. Well, I don't know that you shouldn't make a bracha before the davening. After the davening, after Chazaras HaShatz, just when you are ready to say hello, then you take the word and the eschik, and then you make the bracha, Yareid. And then you say hello in the witness. So he says, no, it will be bracha vato. Why? Because the question is, very long is the kerit for. Very long is the kerit for. The question is, how can we be yitzel with the, I mean, how can we see the bracha if they take in Kikabe yet? To say the bracha before we begin yet, so it's in the Veda. That's true. So, in order that he should be able and not evil, so you have to take the davening first in the proper position and then say the bracha. So, you already come in mitzvah. So it's lachas yosef. It's not lachas yosef because the sheer mitzvah is still lacking. The kiyum of minuah, the hidden mitzvah, is still lacking. It's still lacking. So in other words, it's not la'acha as yosom. But how is the child to be mikayim, a hidden mitzvah after we finished being mikayim the income? So if, let's say, we take the garden and you're not misallocated from the hand, and you keep it, and then you make me English as hello, it's okay. So that is okay. So in other words, so you're mikayim, when you took it in your hand, you're mikayim, then when you make me English as hello, you're mikayim, you're mikayim. But if, let's say, you took it in your hand, and you went to shul, and then, before you enter the shul, so you decided, your hands are busy, you have to open the door of the shul. How can you? The pitam might fall off if you keep the esrit in the hand and you open the door of the shul. So you go with the friend, so you say, take my word. I have to open the door. So then, you say, you take it again, and the session says a bit of a little bit of a It's like Ras Yosef. Why share mitzvahs like him? It's not chayas to say. A hidden mitzvah. Echter you kind of mitzvah. But if you didn't misallocate it in the hand, so then it's one mindset. So it's considered as if you haven't as yet fulfilled the income mitzvah, inasmuch as the hidden mitzvah is still active. But if you already misallocated, you gave it to your friend, to your son, and then you took it again from him, and you made him mean me that, and you made him mean me that, so how can you say Borhe? So it's like Ras Yosef. Share mitzvah. It's not Chayat. It's share mitzvah. After the Gemara mitzvah, the Gemara Bika mitzvah. But if you're not misallocated, then it's considered as one mindset. Is one mindset. But if you're misallocated, you give it away, you put it on the table for a moment, and then you pick it up again, then it's already another mindset. So it's not chayat. Where do you find this concept? This concept should be full of change. The verbal in the piece on Hanukkah mentions the Bisharim, but I am not applying what the word says, what the Bisharim in Chalashim says. Now, the halacha is the tzitzin hamiyakim esanure. The male is my child, and there are certain things that have to be cut off. And if you don't cut it off, let's say, so you're not the kind of esanure, that's called tzitzin hamiyakim esanure. It's more in Shabbos, but from the gimmick, from the dialogue. So, if, let's say, Silke Shere, the male was cut off the ole of the baby, but he still did not do the trimmings. Certain pieces that he didn't cut off yet. And so if he wasn't in salon just the other day, you know, you are still holding the Zemel Shomira in his hand, you know, while he was engaged in the course of the cutting of the ole, so he can still, so if he still didn't do the trimmings that are indispensable for the mitzvah, so even if he put away the Zemel, he has to take the Zemel and finish up the Chesed, because it's not in the... But if it is the kind of trimmings that is not marked in the... But is the proper way it's given. So, as long as he didn't put away the Zemel Shomer, the Sakin Shomer, so then he is allowed to do it. He is allowed to do it, but after he is allowed to do it on Shabbos, and after he was misaligned in Zemel Shomer, and he reminds of all the few trimmings, and all I didn't even call up, so he's not allowed to take his Zemel Korok. It's Meloche. After all, it's not Naket, it's only Hidu. So it's not Naket. So there is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Tur. The Tur says that when the Gemara says tzitzin sheinakim esanure, so in chizah v'chitchon, that's only when Shabbos. So in the Gemara, but here his mama is dechah Shabbos. So tzitzin sheinakim esanure, which you only involve the Hebrew. So it's not chayach to say Dirch Shabbos. But if he wasn't in Salih, then Zemel, so it's one mindset, some more, he can keep on cutting off the oil even for the purpose of fulfilling the Hidu, that is not indispensable to the key, Mrs. machine in the hello. So what it is, was inside this Europe. Let's say you was inside this Europe, and it's already an hour after he finished coming over, and I'm inside there are a few prisons, a window. So it's the proper way to take the examiner again and finish up the training. And finish up the training. That's the first shitty. But the Rambam shitty is that even the chayot is not mechuyet to do it. To do it. There is no necessity and there is no purpose in doing it. I mean, the chayot, what kind of nisa could there be? And what kind of nisa could there be? Except maybe since there is no purpose, so maybe there would be a nisa chavole. The dinik, all right. But the Torah says that it is in chayzeya, that the chayot is chayzeya. There is no nisa chavole. Why? Because what kind of a chavole is it? There's a yidda mitzvah, so there is no nisa chavole. In the Rambam says that even the chayot there is no purpose. Now, if there is no purpose, so he should still be allowed to do it, so then we could say, since there is no purpose, so we'll do either a nisa chavole in the tinnik. I mean, why just hurt the tinnik if he will not be any tinnik? So this Halevi in Chilek Shei explains the machlokes of the Rambam in the Torah. That in other words, sitting, shame, hacking, samir, and the Hidamit. There are certain things about Hidamit. Member of the high world, to be madlik, that's only the. So, when can there be a king of the Hidu mitzvah if the Hidu is fulfilled together with the income? But the moment it seems to shut up, so the income mitzvah was already fulfilled. And then, if he's going to take the Zemah again and finish up the cleaning of the Oreb, so there, it will be a Hidu mitzvah by itself, not attached to the Nika mitzvah. There is no such thing as the Hidu mitzvah, after the Nika mitzvah was already fulfilled. That's the Shita of the Rambam. Apparently, the Shita of the Ketvo is in line with the Shita Ro, is in line with the Shita of the Rambam, not with the Shita of the Ketvo. That's why he says it will be Brachal Batol. So, if he's not misaligned, there's strict from his end, even though he was already in time, he can mitzvah, but there is still Hidu mitzvah, some mele, it's still considered evil as yosha, because it's prior to the king of the Hidu mitzvah. But if he's misaligned from his end, then push it again. So it will be just for the purpose of fulfilling the Hidu mitzvah detached from the Hidu. Because it's not a miser. There is no, so you won't have any kiyum. So you won't have any kiyum hamitzvah. Also, it's a rabbi. The echad v'maydi sabah. The mitzvah in Tchilas Kavane, what is, shall it tiach lo lobe jiro lechas lo disa knesses, in lo lisao kem yode yomitni la achere, o yomaniche bishumokin, achi yibo be, bishe sirkin yode, uch po yotso baad vose yomigamro min atiro, kishe chiza vimitlei, o yivorech, מוצא שן הברוכו בו העמיץ לסתירו כלל, אלא המניע שאינו אלו שיהיו במוצא מדבריהם, ונעלם מזורם בזה. תצמשמע, חמדיס רטבוי, תצמשמע, ודעימה. Ritvoits, Mashma, the new, which is higher or new in general, is not in Mitzvah Yubis altogether. Not even in the Rabbah, it's only in Mitzvah Yubis. Because if it had been a Mitzvah Yubis in the Rabbah, so then it wouldn't be considered Sivar HaSiyosan after all. And it wouldn't be considered Lachar HaSiyosan, because it's still Sivar HaSiyosan to the Tachyub Mitz. So, in other words, a Hebrew mitzvah, if it's a mitzvah kiyomis, cannot be fulfilled by itself when it's not attached to the kiyom of the income mitzvah. But a mitzvah kiyomis certainly can be fulfilled by itself. He wasn't the kind of self. So it's much more from the ritual that it's only, meaning is only a mitzvah kiyomis. I said. אלא שאין אלא שירמיץ מגרם ואין אלא מזרם בזה. But people are not aware of זה, that when they take the Esrik and the Ruach, to show they should not remove it even for one moment until after the week and noon and hour. The same thing, the peace are clearly divine, but the question is, since we passed them, Mitzvah Saint Tzeres Kavonis, who is already easy, Spisimchim Lefisha Kirill Divraim Mitzvah Saint Tzeres Kavonis, what says? That's the case of Shiki. Hanimile Beise Bistam, that's also the case that one attests to Shiki. Hanimile Beise Bistam, Arab Mishavim Shalom, what says? In the Yitzi. But if he is Mishavim Shalom, what says? Then he is not easy. ובוודאי שזה הדין צור בדיקה בשום מתוססת אל שכין כסבטיס. He says, that has to be considered. In other words, maybe Tesis is right in saying, Tesis says that even if we say mitzvah tzeres kavonah, so it's a right to take the esrik and the lulav in his hand, the right position, and then say the bracha, because his intention is not to fulfill the mitzvah of Nicholas Lev until after he finishes saying the bracha. But Mrs. Enzchus Kavanah, that's what David says, Mrs. Kavanah means stop using kind of mitzvah without Kavanah. But if he is Mechavan Shalom, what is until after he says the bracha, Bal Koch Elon cannot be kind in it. Bal Koch. So he says, El Shechin Kosovo Tesis. So the Ritva says, the Tesis Shita is reasonable in certain, in regard to Abdel. In regard to Abdel. In even the brain, the mitzvah, Anasis, or the Achir. Again, Abdel. בחיים ציבים, שהם מציעו בעל כוח, ולפי כוח סמכים להבדיל כל אדם לבייסי, ואף על פי ששומע ביס הכנסס, ואף כשאין צורך לא יציע אחרים לבייסי, וכמי שקוסנו בטייסו, בשם רשי, וכן דעס הרב רבי ינזר, ומכל מוקים רואו לראי מצווה, לא חייש לעניין שאומרו, עד כאן. So in other words, the Ritva says, what Tisla says, that even if we say Mitzvah Saint Tzeres Kavonah, but if he is Mishavin Shalom Lotus, anti-rector, he recited the Borche, then he said in a case, because how can you reach by Borche? So he says, that's Mistaber in connection with Abdullah. Because Abdullah, so you have to be meets the others with Abdullah. So then we say, in other words, if somebody in shul, they see the gather in the shul makes a dog, makes a dog, and someone in shul hears that dog, and then he comes home, he has to meet his wife. So what should he do? So then if he stubborn, he can say that dog again to meet his wife. And even if he doesn't have to be Meitzi's wife, just to be Meitzi himself, because when he heard Abdullah by the Gavai Shul, his intention was not to be Meitzi of that Abdullah, because he intended to see Abdullah himself, whether he has a wife to be Meitzi or not. So Meitzi, he cannot be Meitzi by Kohen. So over there, he didn't meet Abdullah himself. So Mele, if he has Kavone, not to be Eitze, on the basis of Shemele Keine, by Kolche, if he's Mishavi, Shemele Yotze, he's not Eitze. But when he does the Maisa Mitzvi himself, if we say Mitzvah Sintzitas Kavone, so even if he's Mishavi, Mishavi, Shemele Yotze, he's still Eitze. He's still Eitze. I mean, most of Hashem is going to agree with Dirty Kislamis. And Rabniene says the Feyash that even when somebody does the mitzvah himself, not to Shemir Keine, but if he is mishavim shalei lotzeis, he is not yeitzei, even according to Mandoma, that mitzvahs ain't chiras kavane. So he says, one should be Zoya, if he goes to shul, so, and he still didn't say the broche, and the esrik, not to give it away, the esrik, to another person, and then to take it back, because then the broche might be broche of Atore, because it has to be able as Yoson, and true that the Shira mitzvah, the Hida mitzvah, he wasn't mekayim yet, but Hida mitzvah in a separate mindset, detached from the Ika mitzvah, has no sense, has no purpose. So in other words, the Ritva Shita is in accordance with the Shita Drama. Now, if you have the Bishalevi, so you look it up in the second film of Bishalevi, you'll find it. I don't remember which scene, but the second film of Bishalevi. But Chabal will mention the Bishalevi. Uspielung, die Zohar genau beschadet schon, schon mit dem Rabbin, die in Pirisch habe als Scholle des Niatzmei, berenit in Schabes Lidoches, beschwer Zitzin Schöne Matri. Aber Becheir, Leulam Chizir, auf der Zitzin Schöne Matri, wie schon wieder mit so. Then he mentions what the Bessalevi says, בסלוידי חלק שני, שפירה בערוך השיטה סרמם בזה, תספיר לי, תדין בענבי ירושי אחד בלי כמה יישא המצווה. אבל כשפירה שוב הידו, אין שייך למה יישא המצווה כלל. סודס במחלקס בטוין דרמם ובטו. וזה שייך הידו מצווה בפני עצמו, אפתר יפינש, פולפירים בינת המצווה. So the Shita Sarami, the Shita of Rashi, the Torah, it is Shaykh. A mitzvah kiyum is, by itself, only separate mindset, after you finish doing the Mitzvah mitzvah. And the Rambam Shita is not Shaykh. So obviously, the Mitzvah and the Roar are agreed with the Shita Sarami. So that's very interesting. I don't want to go over the other Ayuret because the other Ayuret is Maim Shemem Sof, and then we might stay on the Indian, you know, for weeks, you know. So we have to proceed a little more. Then there'll be some time, okay, I don't think, I'm not so optimistic. זה למד ממציא ממציאה ומציא מחיפוש וחיפוש מחיפוש וחיפוש ממרס ומרס ממרס מציא ממציאה סיבוכה נרוץ גזיה ופוסה ותורה בדיקה הסת בי לא ירמר לא ירמר מציאו, מציאו, כסיבו חשיבה שם, סלולים הסיבו תריכת. וכסיבו שם, בייקודי הדבינימי, בייחפז, בגודרי חייל, לקוף מכירו, בייליצו. So, it's mentioned בייחפז, שם גם בייליצו. So, that indicates that in order to find something, you have to make it a search. Otherwise, you can find it, right? Sometimes, you know, you can find without making it a search, a superficial search. But in simple honest, you know, it's part and parcel of the concept. When you're gathering the tessellation, usually, you know, without you hear, you don't find it. You don't find it. It's not only in Torah, in everything. Even in finding comments. You have to work hard and make it for a search. So that we learn out Mitzia Mechikush. I think that this Yalfuse is not the regular Yalfuse, you know, when there is no Svore involved. Yalfuse. This Yalfuse is grounded in Svar. In other words, from this Psukim we see Shiva Shem Yisrael in Yetzivatechem Uchsivosham Ayachapi Bigodo Heche Ubikotim Karo Bayimtso. So it's a rale that in order to be Bayimtso there has to be Ayachapi. If you just take a look, that's not that then we can be Vayimtso. That's the first thing. Umitzion. So, Umitzion Yechipuz Yidei. Vilchipuz Neiris. Tichsid Beisayach Hapis Yerushalayim Beneiris. So we see that in order to have a good chipuz, you have to do it by the light of a candle. coming. Otherwise, you can't make a good chippush. The nearest Meira, Tichsid, Meira, Abishol, Mishma Sodom, Chifish, Kolchat, Rebotem. Now, let's see the Rashi. למד מציאה מאוד בחומש, מציאה מאוד בגביר בניימי, ומציאה מחיפוש כונה ואיסי מציאה של בניימי מחיפוש שלום ברצו. דימה מציאה של גביה על די חיפוש, אף מציאה שחומש על די חיפוש. וחיפוש מחיפוש, וחיפוש מנהיאיס. לאחר שלמה יקושי על די חיפוש, חזרני, זה החיפוש מחיפוש שקוסם בירושלים, שבמהיאיס. כי הוא יקסיב בישאי אחת, איזה ירושלים בנהיאיס. ומאיר יש מאיר, וכסיד מאיר יחידי, מאיר עד השם נשמע סודם, חיפש כוחת רבותם, וקם נפואה שלום עלי, ודאי יפתי לזאת, כדי פוסיק, אוף מאיר עד השם נשמע סודם, חיפש כוחת רבותם, ויורד לי איזה פוסיק, בין ישראלי אחת איזה ישראל מנהיר איס, so you see that the חיפוש, a good חיפוש, has to be by the light of the candle. Tolle wie die Rebbe in Schmör, zur Dalbeit, kines Achomes der Amelie, aber die Schinger, die Dolle, die Kolle, die Dolle, so ein Schwerz, schon in Zerl, mit Zey, wenn man ein Chappi, die Dolle, die Kolle, 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 ואם הוא אומר על השם, יש לו חיפש, מה ואם הוא אומר, מי דספוסיקו? מדי דספוסיקו, הוא אומר, everything גלרי. So you see that the real חיפש must be by the light of my eyes. מה ואם הוא חיפש, חי בישאי, כולו ידיקום רחמונה, ובדיק שנוי בירושלים דימי רדע, והוא כדימותי שני רטובה. אלא בניר ושחד ובזות המאיר צי דיובן רבו משתקח ובן זות עלי משתקח תושמע ניר עד השם נשמע סודו בקוס וי קוצי איפ וי דין קד דפוסיק אוף ניר עד השם נשמע סודו חיפיש כל חד ריבותם סודן אי קוצי on the contrary that the light of the candle is not in my eye in making sure that the chippush is a Torah chippush. After all, candle is a faint light. What has a good light? Habuko has a good light. But candle, torch, has a lot of light. But the candle is a faint, sheds a faint light. So that's not good. But the Pasuk is telling us on the contrary, the Midas HaRachmim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he's going to search the Averes of Jewish people, of the Jews in Yerushalayim, he will only inspect them, so to speak, you know, in a figurative way, by the light of the candle. In other words, the Rebbe Shem will not, you know, make it for a search. He'll only investigate, he'll only take notice of the serious affairs of the Jews, but not of the small affairs. So that figuratively is compared to a search by the lights, by faint lights, light of the candle. Not the light of the torch, because as we show it, if the Rebbeinu Shel Olam would take notice of every little, you know, shortcoming of the Jewish soul. I mean, who could pass the test? Who could say that? So then, so he mentioned the posse, near Adishem, Nishma Sodom, Chifish Kol Chatre Baten. So that means, on the contrary, the light of the candle is indicative of a thorough search. What? In Shalom, Toshman, Rabbi Shem Gesho, Zich Uda Uplashin Asim Tosh Koriche, Vichayim Amishlese, El Asmach Demi Aume, Dibi Vatira Nidu Kabonu. I think the Pshat in Rashi here is that this is not, it's El Asmach, but Here, there is a small in the Tzalfuse. In other words, from this psukim, we see that in order to find, you have to search. And a good search, a thorough search, is a search by the light of the candle. Because of these similes, you know, of course it's only similes and metaphors. I mean, here are the Shemish Maseret, what we say, Yehadish Lain Dineos, it's only metaphors. But from these metaphors we can deduce that the thorough search is one that is made by the light of the candle. Now, just let's see the cases. The nearest Mimeya, the Koshe, Or I do not as a Kasha, why do we have to resort to the posit of Nira Bishem, which must not have everybody? So the Gemara says we have to resort, because if we only had the posik of this Ayah Hatu Yerushalayim, I would say on the contrary, the pshat in the posik is that the search by the light of the candle is not a thorough search. It's not a thorough search. That's a search when you overlook certain things, I mean minute things, only big things. The search for big things, not for minute things. But so we have to resort to the posik of Nira Bishem Shastura. But why do we mention the posik of Beis Ayah Chapis Yerushalayim? Let's just say the Chipush Nireis Tichsiv Nira Bishem Shastura Chesed. And let's eliminate the posik of Beis Ayah. We couldn't eliminate the posik of Nira Bishem Yisrael Chesed Boten, but we could eliminate the posik of Beis Ayah Chapiz Yisrael Chapiz Yisrael Meneiris. Because now the Nuna Chippush Meneiris, the Lenin is Meir. The Yisrael Nahar, the Chippush Likoya Neir. So because if we didn't have the posik of Beis Ayah Chapiz Yisrael Meneiris, so I couldn't deduce from the posik. Nira Bishem Nishma Sodom Chayfeish Kol Chadri Boten. Because as far as this posik is concerned, I would say that here the Chayfeish does not have reference to the Neya. It is reference Takodish Boko, who is Chayfeish Kol Chadri Boten? The Bein Yisrael is Chayfeish Kol Chadri Boten. So Meichat say that the Chayfeish by the light of the Neir is Chayfeish Kol Chadri Boten. The Bein Yisrael is Chayfeish Kol Chadri Boten. Neir Avishem Nishma Sodo. And Takodish Boko is Chayfeish Kol Chadri Boten. So, because of the process, Beis Ayah Chapiz Yerushalayim Meneiros, I know that the posik of Nira Bishem Nishma Sodom Chayfeish Kol Chadri Boten implies two things. One, that the Rebbein Yishon is Chayfeish Kol Chadri, of course the Rebbein Yishon is Chayfeish. The Nira itself is not a Chayfeish, but the Rebbein Yishon is Chayfeish. But it also means that the Rebbein Yishon is Chayfeish by the light of the Nira, by the light of the Nishon. In other words, the Rebbein Yisrael is Chayfeish Kol Chadri Boten by the light of man's own candle, the Nishama. I mean, what's the meaning of it? In other words, the Rebbein Yisrael, not many times, but all the time, I mentioned it in the Droshe of Rosh Hashanah. I mean, in an indirect way, the Rebbein Yisrael exclaims to men all the time, Ayeko, Ayeko. How does the Rebbein Yisrael scream out Ayeko to men? Through the light of men's conscience, of men's nishame. The Rebbein Yisrael says Ayeko now. with the epidemic of AIDS, he says, I echo to Madame. Enough is enough. I echo. Where are you drifting? Towards the destruction of mankind completely? Under the guise of spurious liberalism? So that's Nera Vishen Mishma Sodom Chifish Kochad Rebotet. That's how the Rebbeinu is trying to clean out the spiritual filth that prevails in society. So because of the Pasuk Beis Ayuyah Hapeis Es Yerushalayim B'nei Reis, so I know that the Pshat in the Pasuk Neir Avishem Mishpasa Nochesu Mokin is not just the Rebbeinu Shalom is Chayfish. The Rebbeinu Shalom is Chayfish, but how is a Chayfish? He is Chayfish through the medium of the divine candle. What is the medium of the divine candle? That's the Mishome. Yishlina the Kippush Lekoyanir, the Kachish the Forage, the Yayit Kippush Neir Mechibri Yerushalayim, Shibu Neiris, Beis and Eris Neira, Vosa Shapira, the Hashto Tzor Vasu, he called the Kippush Neira, the Sabu called Merav Hashem, Mishma Sarah. So, Avuk or not? But the question is, you know, in first, as we saw before, that Avuk sheds, that Avuk sheds much more light than the candle. So why isn't an Avuka good? So he says, in Beit Kimelacham, by the light of the sun, by the Tinder light of the sun, where? Even in the Chotzea, so the Chotzea, you had a light, a lot of sunlight, the Chotzea. It's out there. So, on our other Chotzea in Tzrichab Dike, you can share the Mitzrich. Because they are being Mitzrich. Ele Bachsadra. Bachsadra. On our other Achsadra, you are on a decis. Mitzrich el Arugo in the Cheddar. The skylight of the room. Udeich, if you have a skylight on top, you see. Udeich. If you want to be paid it, Mamashki, make it a skylight is here, and you want to be paid it, just below. So, how in Achsad? It's Achsad. Oh, it's Derby. It's Derby. And the sight. אני יפוד דיקה כמפורס למה יוס מהבוקה ולדקה של השם דקה ומצורך לא בלא לך אני אבלי ובית קבילן ודאי לך בזמוק מחדר יסעד לו לערובו אם נבא לערובו נגד אחרי המאמש בלו דיסקאי לי אמר לו לך נחסת לזדוד עם שלך לערובו לרן תורצ' is not good. When the Rebbe Meidach said, "In the Kei Atik Anayim, Lord Eloi, Tishom Chavi Nozei, Lomo Tzadei Matza Dikin Dini, Bifne Shchine, Kineya Bifne Avuko, Kineya Bifne Avuko, Lomo Rebbe Avuko Le'adole, Nietzsche μια μούφρα. Nietzsche μια μούφρα. So, why is Avuko not good? On the contrary, Avuko, by far, is superior to the Kendallite. We see in the Pasuk, Vinega, Korea, Tia, that's in the after of the second day Shuas. Vinega, Korea, Tia, Kanai, Nyode, Eloi, Vishom, Chabi, Muse. There is the secret place of the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. למה צדיקים דיימים בפני שכינו, כינו בפני אבוקו. In other words, the light of the righteous people, the greatest people, of the saintly people. So, vis-a-vis the light of the Shekhinah is like comparing candlelight with torchlight. In other words, some comparison. It's a contrast, not a comparison. So we see that the torchlight by far is superior to candlelight. So why shouldn't it be good? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, Zeh yochel lachnis lechurim lizdokim. Vizeh yochel lachnis lechurim lizdokim. So then, so the answer is, sure, of course it sheds more light. But you have to put it in, you have to search the crevices and the cracks. Can you put in a torch in all the crevices? It can be less. So it's not effective, even though it sheds more light. It's just not adapted to Gviki. Because you can't put it into the crevices. Αυτή το μάζε όλοι πόνο βίζε όλοι άχω. Αυτό το μάχα οι boys θα είναι οι boys. And the shame, when they mention the being of Apuko not being good, they mention this time. High boys θα είναι οι boys. Because when he, with the torch, he feels inhibited. And he's fearful, lest to catch fire. Candle is not fearful. He can control it very easily. But the torch, he cannot control it very easily. So maybe he will be inhibited in making it all search. Rabino Mahai Moshechnuo Dal Nikta Piktute. The Rashi. The Midrash Rashi says in Keshe, she was in the Rashi Siyeh. Kanan Russian corner, Kanan Bizum Yakos Bokhul, Tarik Nishabes Bokhul, Kuzum Hatkin, Tarikin. The year on Shovel, a reality, they made it in Abuko. Even though the light of Sadikin is an emanation of the Shekhinah's light, but there's a big difference. Eriacho, Brother Mayor, Pono, Fubay, Kanyapu, Dike, Boys, Monsieur Shiava Sabais, and Nibu Abdikiote, Haimosh, Ramon, Shah. ומאה רבים כיבים דרב לכפי צייס עליו מאוד ומוקנחות ניקטה פקטופה ניקסק וכייפי צטומית לא שנה כייפי מוליה years ago so when I read in the Yiddish newspaper of so many fires in Grimsburg and in those days ballpark was not so such a Jewish section as today, so Williamsburg was, so many fires, Erev Pesach, in many Williamsburg homes, because the Hasidim in Williamsburg, you know, they were very marked to make a thorough search of Dikas Hametz, so they used to put a candle under the beds and caught fire. And it was such a miracle that no casualties happened. Many homes burned down in Williamsburg. The Erev Pesach burned down completely. Many homes. So I felt that it's really not right, you know. They apparently didn't know how to make a search, how to use a candle, and the Sakonis Nakash. So I suggested to everybody that they should not use a candle, but a flashlight. Yes, some Rabbonim, you know, Hasidic Rabbonim, flashlight, hakukah. It's against the deen. So I said, why is it against the deen? What are the timing? Hakukah is not good because he's fearful. Flashlight is not fearful. And because he cannot put the hole in his stocking, flashlight, he can put the hole in his stocking. He can put the hole in his stocking. He just brings it next to it. The torch, he's not going to do that because the whole world will catch fire, you see. But this is the best thing. No, it's against the Gemara, it's against it, it's Ritam, it's modern things. Anyway, so I minded that because I consider this a consultation. And I told them, it's missing in the floors that there were no casualties. When there are Pesach, 10 homes burned down in Israel. That was over 30 years ago. 10 homes burned down. As simple as that, you know. The world caught fire, the beds caught fire, you know. The bedware and everything, you know. They used to climb, you know, under the beds, through the candlelight, and then some of the people, their children, their little children, they used to have. The little fires. So I spoke so much against using candlelight, just flashlight. But then there was a chosen. So at the time, so the Baron Kotler called me up. He wants to come to Stride to ask money for Leitut. No, the Baron Kotler, you know, he didn't ask anybody else to do it for him. He did everything himself, you know. He did everything himself. He didn't have any shots in, you know. So that's today, but in those days, you know, the Baron Kotler did everything himself. I said, fine, all right. I had to speak to Mr. Irving Stride. And I arranged that he should give a big donation. I mean, I had to describe a Baron Kotler's godless to Irving Stride. It wasn't a simple thing, you know, I mean, anyway. So then he came, and he saw the bakery, he liked it and everything. And then the Mashgiach in those days was a relative of mine who was shamish in the shul where I was robbed. I mean, I was assistant of my brother was Rav then, and Mr. Davis, the Sharon Davis. So he was the Mashgiach's light. So, and he knew of all the criticism, I mean, here in Chicago by certain Rabbonim, I don't want to mention the name, I mean, not the Shtar, I mean New York, I mean. In New York, certainly, most of the Rabbonim who opposed my psak were Hungarian. I don't know why. Maybe just a coincidence that they happened to be Hungarian. These are we consider the reform. We consider the reform. So anyway, so I said to Rabban Kotler, how about using the flashlight? It doesn't, that's not like Avukor. Avukor, so he's afraid, I mean, but this is the best thing. So the Baron Kotler said, I'm 5 years old, I don't know what I'm doing. A flashlight is the best of that. The best of that. So he did, and then it was spread around. So they stopped. A little bit, I mean, not much. But they stopped using the names Reform, Moderne. They still criticize the Pshat, but they stopped using these adjectives, you know, Reform. So I never snapped it on that. In Chicago also one house burned down. The first year that I came to Chicago and I dabbled in the Pearl Mizrahi Center. So So I mentioned that I consider that as a mitzvah to be in fastment, because it's a constant process. It's a constant process. It's nice, it's chimat shemashem. It's nice, I mean, so many fires happened and not one casualty. That's a real work of shimat shemashem. Shimat shemashem. Maybe also because of shimat zukin or rabbit. But in shimat shemashem, primarily, I mean, no casualties happened. But so many homes went down. So here I also mentioned that I used to speak to every Shalashudas in the Pramazahar Center. So at the beginning, I mean, not all the years. So I mentioned that we should use flashlight and make a bracha. So there was one man, boss, I won't mention his name, and he was, you know, very opinionated, you know. He learned Dapayomi in those days, you know, so. Somebody who learns Dapayomi, so he's a good one. He knows everything. So he said, no, it's against the Shekhana, it's against the Shekhana. So I told him what Rabban Kotla said. He didn't believe it. I mean, he didn't say that I'm lying, but I know because he didn't believe me. And you know what happened? His house burned down in Holden Park. His house burned down. He's a very nice man, but a little cold. You know. So I'm just mentioning it. So I'm emphasizing that the best way to make the best search is with the flashlight. The best way. And Rabban Kotla, then I heard from many Talmidim of Rabban Kotla, that Rabban Kotla also said they should use only flashlight. Because if they use a candlelight, and if they use it in a responsible way, they will be inhibited to a certain extent. To a certain extent. Because, you see, if they will use it in places where they don't even have to search. You don't have to search under the bed, you'll see it in this gnaya. Khumak in Shimachusi, Khumak Nasu Mali, Asu Yusam Rabon, Khumai, Bisharim, the Tachim, the Gagalitia, the Gagamigdor, the Rapis Boko, the Nuin, the Mitabin, the Itzrishayim, the Itzrishanon, and Itzrichim DJ. רבשים דמייני מתח לכם בשיחה בין סומת סקרס צריך הדיקה ירבינו חוי של ממלכה בעיר איזה בניכם מבשיר מגעז ובניכם מגעז תעשו מבט לגעים בי Rabshim Amir in the area, Mitachel of Yisrach Abayis, the Yitzin Avon Mishter Yisachter, Mapsekes, and Yitzri Rabdike. Kashi Mita Amito. Because the first Raisa says, Mitachel of Yisrach Abayis, Shri Rabdike. And here, the second Raisa says, Mitachel of Yisrach Abayis, Mapsekes, and Yitzri Rabdike. So it's a steer. Kashi Echul and Achul. Kashi Echul Achul. Because the third Braisa says Echul and Achul. So in Tzvichim Dike. The second Braisa says the Echul Shmei Mechabeloi. Zebelich Nafshu Magaz, Nafshu Magaz, Di Hashem, Ibatlon, the leader. So he has to be David. The first Bryson said, ain't going big. So it is the so the mother says, Hurrahur, make a job, believe it at all, behold the meat. If it's in the middle.